Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. This is edition number 53. Today we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. A very large section, but the main emphasis is one of anxiety and worry. But let's pray together first, and then we will consider these truths. God in heaven, our Father, we pray that as your children now, you would hear our requests, our pleadings for help in an area that many people struggle. We pray, Lord, that your Spirit would give us grace, that we would learn to trust you, that your word would encourage us this day, and that we would walk in all the ways in which you've commanded. Be kind to your people. Help us now, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. Let me read Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25, reading through verse 34. I know it's a lengthy section, but let's give attention to it. It's God's word, and it's here to help us. Let's read. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is God's word for us this morning. Now, clearly, the issue of anxiety and worry is the main thrust or main focus of this particular passage. It is obviously an area that many people struggle. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you know somebody who is just ensnared with the travails and pitfalls of anxiety. I can honestly tell you, as a Christian, as one who strives to heed God's word, I can tell you, even as a minister of the gospel, I can tell you this is an area that I greatly wrestle. I struggle with this subject almost on a daily basis. And I suspect there are many also like that. And it doesn't seem to me anyway in the church to admit that to others, other brothers and sisters. It doesn't happen all that often. And frankly, it ought to. Because we certainly need the help of the church. We need the help of our brothers and sisters in these matters. It's a matter that is debilitating. It can paralyze a person to the point where they lack any usefulness whatsoever in daily life. It can lead to great problems elsewhere, health-wise, as one struggles with worry and anxiety. Jesus tells us in this section to not be anxious, to not be anxious about things. He says it right up front, so there's no question as to the matter that's before us. I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. And then he drills down to items that are basic to life. Drinking, eating, and things, clothing, that we would put on our bodies. These are normal operations, normal activities that you and I have engaged in maybe already this day. We've got dressed, we've eaten our breakfast, or whatever it may have been, whatever time you're watching this. You've had something to drink. These are basic things, basic needs, and we take them for granted almost, and we don't think much about them. But we do engage in other areas in our mind as we allow our mind to feed upon things that we have absolutely no control over. I jokingly sometimes say to people that if worry fixed the problems of this world, there would be no problems. Because even on my end, and all the worry that I engage and all the time wasted, By doing that, I recognize that it accomplishes absolutely nothing. It only ruins and makes and hurts. And then Jesus goes on here. He illustrates this whole matter about how Jesus, how our Father in heaven takes care of even his creation. Here, the birds of the air, our Father in heaven, he feeds them. But how much more are important to him are we? And why is that? Well, that's because you and I have been made in his image. And we have been made with the unique capacity to worship God as his creatures. And so how much more does the Father in heaven care for us as he cares for the birds? One of the things that I've done from time to time is just sit and watch the squirrels move around or birds fly through the air and how they land on tree limbs and how they take off again. And, you know, they go about their business doing whatever it is they do. But they're always fed. God takes care of them and he provides for them. How much more will he do that for his children? And so Jesus goes on in verse 33 and he says, instead of these matters that we spend so much mental energy upon, and worry and anxiety and being troubled by so many things, we should seek first God's kingdom. We seek that kingdom in his word, and we read in other places in his word about this matter of anxiety and worry. And Paul talks about this in Philippians chapter 4. And there, in that chapter, we note that he says, do not be anxious, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now, it's so important here to just simply summarize this verse by saying that we are to worry about nothing and pray about everything. Now, I heard that from a Bible teacher as a child growing up, and it just sort of stuck in my head, and I've never been able to get rid of it. But it's such good advice, because that's what Paul is saying here, that as we find ourselves worrying and spending all of that mental energy on something we cannot change, we need to turn it to prayer. We need to remind ourselves, why am I worrying about this? I can't do anything about it. But I know the God of heaven who can. The God of providence, the God who loves me, my Father. I can turn to him. I can look to him. I can put it on him, as Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5, and cast these cares upon him. Because why? Because he cares for us. These are not just words, my friends. These are the expression of a compassionate Father in heaven who wants the best for his children. Now, I realize there are many troubles out there, and perhaps you're in the middle of major upheaval, turmoil, frustration, pain, chronic pain, suffering. I don't know what they are, but I can tell you, as one who has been through some difficulties in life, that worry won't fix it. But your Father in heaven who loves you, he will fix it. And so let's put our attention there where it belongs. Well, I trust that these times are helpful for you. I hope they are. And if you would like to contact me, you can do so. That information is before you on the screen. Just a programming note on the Wednesday edition, that's tomorrow. It will be a special edition of the morning devotional, as I will, in a way, dovetail off what I've just said today by talking about the issue of chronic pain and suffering as it relates to the Christian. It's a special edition, one that I hope to get produced and ready for Wednesday morning. So if you would pray for me as I seek to do that, I hope it'll be a benefit and encouragement. It will edify God's people. So until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And may he shower you with his grace as you seek to trust him today with all things. God bless.